This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with a review of the hot hits from this past week from the world of news talk radio, staying close to the news in our conversation. I said it was the week of July 13th to the 17th, I think, Michael, didn't I?
I believe you did, or I think you were thinking it.
I was thinking it, yes, that's right. Yeah. All right, looking into my mind. Look into my eyes and tell me what I'm thinking. All right, so the story list we'll go through. Michael will do the official review of the stories and the people this week, and then I want to get into some of the nuts and bolts about some of these people and what we need to know or might need to know about them from Michael's perspective. But first, Michael, let's go through the list.
It's a crazy week. That sounds almost like a cliche at this point as we head into the second half of 2020 and deeper into the summer of that most historic year, which is hardly even, you know, it's only half over. We have enough news each week.
Seems like we've been only, it was 5 minutes ago we had New Year's.
It certainly feels that way. It's crazy. But we have a lot of news packed into the top 10. At number 10, we have a tie between the Nick Cannon controversy and the Ghislaine Maxwell story. She was denied bail, and a lot of people are nervous about who she's going to point the finger at when the prosecutors pressure
her. She might find herself committing suicide.
That seems to be a habit of some of the people involved in this case. At number 9, the health of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. When she sneezes, the nation holds its breath.
No, the liberals hold their breath. The left holds his breath. Yeah.
It's true, though. My gosh. At number 8, federal executions, and that's tied with Trump's tax returns fight. We went back to federal executions after 17 years. At number 7, U.S.-China relations. At number 6, a bunch of stories. The Twitter hack, the Russia hack,
The fact that people can get hacked like that, don't have up the walls that you'd think that they would to protect themselves, and the ridiculous things that were offered by some of Elon Musk said, I'll give you $2,000 if you give me 1,000 Bitcoin. that wasn't what he said.
That was Bill Gates. Yeah. Well, first of all, don't you love getting emails from famous people? I get emails all day. I get emails from Joseph R. Biden Jr. Mm-hmm. and Donald J. Trump every day. Barack Obama sends me a number of hey, Mike, we haven't heard from you.
Right. Yeah.
Give $2. Mm-hmm. What a bunch of phonies, you know?
Ugh. Unbelievable.
I mean, when you look at the emails that they send out.
You?
I mean, well, come on. Think about the biggest fraudsters in on the internet in terms of emails and outreach are the political campaigns.
Yeah.
We could do a whole show on that. Maybe someday we will.
Well, it shows you how fraudulent the whole system has become. And maybe we get to that when we get to number 3. But
they play people for fools. They play people. You have been selected to be on the president's, you know, gold committee.
Right.
You know, or, hey, Mike, we haven't heard back from you. We want to interview you so we know how, you know. It's interview? And then give me a break. At number 5, the Mary Trump book, Jeff Sessions loses the runoff in Alabama, and a very controversial poster put out by Andrew Cuomo claiming victory in the COVID-19 battle, and basically, it's quite arrogant. At number 4, Black Lives Matter, the urban violence, police defunding, and the NFL's Washington team's name change coming. At number 3, the presidential race politics, the Trump campaign shuffle at the top, he switched leaders, and the economy. At number two, healthcare, masks, the CDC HHS switch. And at number one, COVID-19 stats and projections and the schools opening debate. That is in the number one position. They've been arguing on the airwaves of talk radio about opening schools, if to open and how to open if they're open. The People Survey at number 10, we have Ghislaine Maxwell and Nick Cannon. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is at 9. At number 8, Barack Obama and Bill Gates. Number 7, Andrew Cuomo. Number 6, Jeff Sessions. Number 5, Mary Trump. That book might set records as a bestseller in years. Well, you know, it's salacious. It's juicy.
Well, yes, I'll just say, you know, my uncle took advantage of me when I was a little girl, and here's the story.
I don't think she says that.
No. Well, I don't mean that kind of advantage. I'm just talking about basically her saying that he was able, because of his, I suppose, position or his balsam, one or the other, to pretty much rule that roost, as it were, in that family. And where'd the money go, I think, is her question, basically.
She tells all. I think she even...
Didn't she get re-gifted?
I think she even talks about his dyeing his hair. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
But she talks about getting a gift from Ivanka, or Ivana, and she'd given him a gift basket, a fruit basket, and it included caviar. And so they gave it back to her unknowingly, but they'd taken the caviar out of it. That's why
they regifted her and took the caviar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And one of the stories in there.
Oh, gosh. There's nothing more embarrassing than when you regift somebody that they gave you a couple of years earlier.
The Reagans were famous for doing that. I remember Michael, who was a friend of both of ours, I remember once at dinner we were talking about his father and what went on with when he married Nancy, because Nancy wasn't his mother, and they didn't actually get along particularly well. And one of the reasons was because apparently Nancy was always regifting them and their children things that they had given them, or that they knew that Patty or Ron Jr. had given. They knew that there was a cycle of gift giving, and Nancy would just save all the stuff the next year and try to redistribute it to people. You know, she'd give the stuff to Ron or to Patty that Michael or Maureen had given to them. It happens.
And that's why they're that's why they're rich.
Right, down to buying gifts at Christmas time.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, number 4, we have the two figures involved in the shuffle at the top of the Trump re-election campaign, Brad Parscale and Bill Stipien. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the names properly, but that's the best I can do at this point. Okay. Joe Biden is at 3, Dr. Tony Fauci at 2, Donald Trump at 1. And that's a snapshot of what's going on in talk radio, what's gone on in talk radio and stations just like the one you folks are listening to for the past week.
President Joe Race, number 3 in the stories list, and Joe Biden, number 3 on the people list. One of the interesting things that's coming out this week is that Biden, apparently in the platform department, is relying heavily on Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and AOC, which will bring those people in, hopefully, for them. Anyway, they're hoping it puts them over the top. And, you know, most of the time, platforms don't have any real impact on what happens after you're elected. It's just, we promised to do this, and we're going to do that. And then, of course, none of it gets done.
What happens is circumstances change. The platforms are always based on what happened before the election, and then after the election, circumstances change, and that's the excuse for not fulfilling campaign promises.
Yes, it is. Here's a product that is important. This is the season of COVID, and a lot of people are wondering, what do we do? Well, this product, even though it's been around for 20-some-odd years, it really has become much more popular this year because of what it does. The product I'm talking about is Calitrin. Calitrin is famous around the world as to providing a healthy way to lose weight, a safe way to lose weight, because there are no drugs in this formula. There is no stimulant in this formula. In fact, you can take it with any medication you're on safely without worry. You have 4 capsules to take a night, or maybe a cup of that liquid Calitrin. 45-day money-back guarantee, made in the USA, formulated by a doctor and his staff of 3 nurses. It's just fabulous what this can do to help you and all the members of your family, no matter what their age, lose the weight. As I say, this has been around for 20 years, and it is so safe. That's why people love it so much. And you don't have any recurring plans. You know, they don't get your credit card and keep shipping you every month. You buy what you want and keep what you need. Use it as you can. I recommend the six-month program because I think it takes that long to lose the weight and to train your body to keep it off, which is another one of the fabulous things about Kellitrin. So please go to toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. You won't pay any shipping charges, and you get the summer sizzling sale. Buy three of these, get three free. So a three-month, you get a three-month supply you pay for, and you get three more free months to use this and, as I said, train your body to keep the weight off once you get it off. Very safe, very friendly. You can talk to anybody at toploss.com anytime for any problems, any questions you may have, how to use it. Help yourself. They're there at your service and on your side at Kellitrin. It's toploss.com for the website, code DJV for the best deal.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, talk radio, and its focus on the news of the day, the information, the whole business about Nick Cannon. I don't know if we can summarize this in 60 seconds or so. I'm finding I have a real problem with this, frankly, but that I'm interested in your point of view and what you are hearing.
My point of view is it's just another guy who sent out a guy in show business. He's got a couple of shows. He's one of the hosts on the Masked Singer.
Yeah,
which I've never seen. I've heard of it. And
it's okay.
About it.
Yeah.
And he reportedly made some anti-Semitic remarks. But
they really aren't if you dig into them. And that's the thing, that everybody's gotten so sensitive. I've asked and nobody's answered me. I don't understand. If you don't know what a Semite is, and most people don't, then you don't know what he was talking about. The way he put it was awkward and clumsy, but what he said was actually accurate. But because he's working for a lot of folks that are offended
What he said was accurate?
You in terms of talking about Semites.
You believe that... I hear music. What does that mean?
Yeah. That means we have to pause for a moment for a word from your local stations. And then we'll continue. 21 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 at the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen from the DJV program and from the American Family Farmer and from the Good Day Health Show and you name it, we're on the air with it. The business about controversy in general, I think that's one of the things that we, you know, it's, I suppose it's our stock in trade, Michael, when you think about...
Yes, this is the Human Conflict Channel. Welcome to the world of human conflict.
But isn't that's, it? That's really what it's all of these things. Yeah. Think about whether it's the large or the small, the conflict between China and us, as a country, the conflict between Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
It's all about conflict. It's all about conflict. Who to blame, who to fear. It's very contentious. This is the nature of the media in terms of talk media, but it's also the nature of democracy. It's also the nature of politics. It's the story of the human condition. This is not new. It just goes through different periods of time where it's more intense than other times. There's times of war. There's times of peace. To everything, turn.
Yeah,
turn. And this is age-old philosophy. What's happening now is because we have such a highly electrified, wired, communicative world that we have so much information flying around and everybody has access to sending out their stuff, that the human conflict that's a part of the background of society is now in our faces. So it seems more intense, but it's been going on since we crawled out of the primordial slime.
This is the prime... What's that line? Welcome to the... world primeval or something. I've forgotten what.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
That's something to be said for that, yes. All right, let's talk about Dr. Tony Fauci. And do we pay attention to what some of the rumors are regarding his stock portfolio? And is he making decisions driven by his own economic interests? And can we say that about everybody that's on the list or everybody
everywhere in the world?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's very dangerous to become famous. Poor Dr. Fauci is rolling along as the leading immunologist in the world, you know, and all that. Now he's caught in the crossfire of human conflict.
Is it the crossfire of human conflict or the crossfire of politics and political reality, or are they one and the same?
They are one and the same. Mm-hmm. Or just different levels of violence.
Yeah.
No. Different levels of physical violence. Politics is a way of avoiding violence in settling disputes over interests. When I say interests, I don't mean, oh, I find that interesting. Interests as in interests, financial interests. And politics is a way of dealing with that as opposed to guns and killing. And that's why people who think that politics, oh, I love politics, it's so interesting and I want to go into it. And that's like saying I love fighting and I want to be a warrior. It's not a game. It's a civilized version of warfare. That's what politics is.
Is it civilized under the circumstances? The business of using technology, for example, and what happened, the number six item this week is that Twitter hack with all those famous people doing things that they weren't really doing. That probably started in China, as does most of the trouble in the world start in China. And so what I've found troubling this week, and I can't get anybody to give me an answer about this, a productive answer, why it is that members of the House and Senate of the United States have not actively engaged in rulemaking that will put the Chinese government to task for what is created. What's that?
The answer is back to what you said, economic interest.
Mm-hmm. But how far is that? Do we do that? Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. Do we do it at our own expense? Because they're better off than we are at the moment, it would seem. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago. And I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
During an event on the White House South Lawn yesterday, President Trump was touting his efforts to lift regulatory restrictions on businesses and industry across America.
We're here today to celebrate and expand our historic campaign to rescue American workers from job-killing regulations.
Democrats argue that Trump's deregulation is gutting vital environmental protections. The president also yesterday accused Dems of aiming to get rid of prisons, and he repeated his harsh criticism of Democratic-led cities. The U.S. has set another record for daily coronavirus cases. Over 70,000 new ones were reported yesterday. Much of the nation will be feeling some extremely hot and humid weather right through the weekend. It's in the central U.S. today, making its way into parts of the Northeast. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency assuring states that could be impacted by Atlantic hurricanes this year that there are plenty of available federal resources to help them should they get hit by a hurricane this summer. FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor made the comments in one of those states, Mississippi, yesterday. He says dealing with a hurricane and the virus at the same time would be more complicated but not impossible. The White House firing back at recent remarks written and spoken from Maryland's Republican governor about the administration's handling of the pandemic. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying that Governor Larry Hogan is practicing what she calls revisionist history.
Stands in stark contrast to what he said on March 19th, where he praised the great communication that the president has had with governors.
Hogan telling MSNBC yesterday his harshest remarks, which recently appeared as a Washington Post op-ed, were actually taken from his upcoming book, which had been finished for nearly 2 months. Twitter says it's boosting security after a massive breach this week. The social media platform says hackers targeted about 130 accounts, only seizing control of a few as part of a Bitcoin scam. Big-name accounts were affected, including former President Obama, Elon Musk, and Joe Biden. You can find us online. Check out usaradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Another week of fabulous conversation. The week of July 13th, 17th from Talkers.com, which, by the way, is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all things created by Michael and his staff. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We were about to get into a discussion of the number 7 item this week on the countdown, the relationship that we have with China. And why it is, I asked the question, Michael said he has an answer. I suppose there's an obvious side to it, maybe not so obvious. Why are we allowing I'm not voting for anybody who doesn't take an active role, Michael. And I said this to my congresswoman. I sent her a note and I asked her what she was doing to stem the tide of businesses going to China, our dependence on China business. It's crickets, not a response, not a word.
We have financial ties with China. That's the problem. The problem is that many, many businesses are dependent upon China for funding, for sales, for marketing.
So we reap what we sow then. Don't we know we're getting into bed with probably the worst of the Chinese Communist Party leadership, among the worst cretinous people on the planet?
The communists that run China, yes, not the Chinese people.
The Chinese, that's what I said, the government.
That's another issue that has to be constantly reiterated.
Yeah.
Because people that say, you know, China bad, they're accused of being racists. Yeah. In fact, it's not racial. It's a national situation. The people of China are like any people. There are good ones and bad ones, but the general nature of the Chinese is the opposite of the communist Chinese
party. Right. And if you listen to some of the reporting, like the folks in the Epoch Times, who are very visible when it comes to presenting what I consider to be, and I think you do as well, the real facts coming out of China, there's a revolution brewing there. People are pissed off because they have the same problems there that we do here. They created a middle class, and now they're all out in the street because they're not working. It's the fact. I told a story this week on the air about trying to find a refrigerator. My refrigerator was on the fritz, so I needed a new refrigerator. I spent 2 days driving from one appliance store to another, to another, to another, to find a refrigerator not made in China. I finally found one, a Whirlpool, that was assembled in America with parts made in Canada and Mexico. That was as close as I could get. But pretty much everything else. See, they've created this situation where, okay, we got the virus puts everybody at their knees. Then they forced the Muslim workers in the slave camps to go into the factories. They didn't care whether they get COVID or not. They keep making stuff. So the Chinese are the only ones who are able to supply things like refrigerators. I mean, how smart do you have to be? And that's back to what we are allowing to happen to us, not only in our country, but around the world. We're letting these people, we're inviting them to take over the world.
The major mistake we made was thinking that by working with the Chinese and showing them the benefits of capitalism and trade and manufacturing and all that, that that would inspire them to be proponents of democracy and the American way of life. It just went the opposite direction. They just used us as dupes, and now we're paying the price. But back to the original point, we have so many connections with our frenemy, the Chinese government, that it's very hard to untangle that without suffering significant financial consequences. And that's why it's such a murky situation.
So how does it get resolved? What's going to be the end, at the end of the road here? What are we going to find?
We're going to find that China is our enemy for years to come, and we're going to have to figure out a way to live with them, because either they'll collapse from within, as the Soviet Union sort of did. We still deal with the Russians, and we're going to be dealing with the Chinese for years to come, and we have to have diplomacy, marketing strategies, economic strategies, and leadership that understands the complex nature of this relationship. We're not going to go to war with them. It's not going to be a fighting war. It's going to be a 21st century war of subversion.
Action.
Stealing cyber secrets, spying. And it's going to be very, very, very nuanced and different than any kind of war we've been in before.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to have your take on this debate, number one this week, combination of things that all wrap themselves around the COVID situation, the COVID, the health care discussion of whether to wear a mask or not to wear a mask, but more importantly, what we're doing with business. And schools. Businesses seem to be reopening and getting back to function. But the news media seems to be still influencing a public policy when it comes to things like schools, whether you're going to have schools or not have schools, what the kids are going to learn or they're not going to learn. We're still paying the bill. And it seems to me, when you look at the teachers union in Los Angeles, for example, and their demands, they will not go back to school until there are a dozen demands met by the city of Los Angeles, which have nothing to do with children in school. Nothing. But the unions say, well, listen, this is what we want. You've got to keep paying us, and we want these things, and we're not going back until you give us what we want.
Yeah, a lot of organizations do that, whether they're unions or political parties. They take advantage of situations, crises, to further other interests they have in the chaos of what's going on. We had that situation with Pelosi and the Democrats trying to get certain bills and certain platforms passed when they were doing the bailout that had nothing to do with it, and the unions now trying to get certain measures passed that they were fighting for that have nothing to do with the situation. So that's a common problem that further muddies up the water. But you mentioned something that's not totally happening. You said that businesses are getting back. In many places, the opening of businesses has been rolled back. The closings have
some
been
of the
done again,
back again. Yeah,
because of the spike in the virus.
But the essence of if you talk to any of the real experts who understand, I'm talking about medical professionals, they'll tell you that this thing is mutated 18 or 19 times, and it is nowhere near as potent as it was last winter and last spring. So what are we protecting people from, and what's it doing? What's the cost that we're paying for all this fear?
Well, it may not be as potent as it was back in the spring because we've come up with some therapies that are, you know, the basis of our experience with it. But what seems to happen is that the level of contagion seems to have increased from what I understand. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but that it's more contagious now.
But when you get it, it's like getting a cold. In essence, unless you're compromised, immunity.
That's also there's different information on that. Yes, largely what you're saying, a lot of people have said, and there's evidence to that. But there's also evidence that this thing doesn't go away. That once you get it, it has insidious, ongoing impact. And I'm not even sure, frankly, when you're no longer contagious. That information has been kind of murky.
So people really know. I don't think they figured out.
Right, which means that when you get it, does that mean you can never see your grandparents again? Does that mean that you are a danger to people who are vulnerable forever? There's a whole psychological, social aspect to this. So it's not just, you know, well, only old people or all kids don't get it or whatever. There are unanswered questions about it. But there's one thing, Doug, that you cannot deny. More people have died in the United States from COVID-19 in the period of 7 months, 8 months, 6 months than died in all the wars since World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that mean? Does that mean do those numbers not matter?
There are a number of ways of taking it apart. It means we don't take care of ourselves in the first place. If you look at the obesity statistics and who's getting this, the people who are overweight, the people who have diabetes, the people who haven't taken care of themselves, who have smoked a lot, those are the most vulnerable no matter what their age. So
it's a good point. Hopefully that point will be taken in terms of our dealing with health in the future. Prevention is part of the answer to the problem of health care.
And I'm sure you've talked about this when you've done radio programs with folks or on your own, the whole idea of what has happened or actually hasn't happened in public education, the focus on redoing. They call it defunding, which is a ridiculous reference. It's a reorganization that most people agree ought to happen, but not only with the police, but in the public, whatever public entities there are, we're paying for, like the schools. Mm-hmm. If you look at what's happened or hasn't happened, kids aren't being educated. They're having a great time, but they're not learning anything. And to not have them go to school, unfortunately, that is a step that brings them into a learning process, at least where they have half a chance to grab things. But I've talked to any number of people who have youngsters, and they're very frustrated because it's only an hour or so a day. The kids aren't really paying attention. They don't have to because nobody's really watching them. So what are you taking away from this? We're paying for bus contracts to run.
We need school reform. We need police reform. We need political reform.
Yeah.
We need reform in terms of the understanding between races. We're going through a period of reckoning and reform. But there's no question in my mind that the educational system has been in need of reform for years.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's a big topic right now in the education discussion, the hottest subtopic of the education discussion, is the shocking revelation that I think only 14 states have a requirement that civics be taught in school. If the subject of civics is not taught in school, We cannot operate this country. It's like operating a machine. It'd be like you getting a piece of farm equipment and not having a manual and not knowing what any of the levers and any of the buttons mean.
And you wind up killing yourself. When all that happened, was it purposeful? Gym was canceled. I'm talking about phys ed and music programs canceled. Civics, all because federal mandates said we won't pay you what we're going to pay you if you don't do what we tell you to do. And the civics thing is almost like there was a meaningful, purposeful presence of people wanting to take away from us the knowledge that's needed to run the country effectively.
If people understood how to do that mechanism, maybe they would be less prone to being frustrated and tearing down a statue or defacing public property. Mm-hmm. They don't know there are other methods of making change within the system. The system's a great system. The system that the founding fathers put together was exactly. But if you don't know how to use it, then it has no meaning. And most Americans are terribly, terribly undereducated when it comes to the basics of being an American citizen and the responsibility that goes with that.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here with now our focus on your smile. You have a bright white smile. Maybe you're a coffee drinker. Maybe you drink tea. Whatever it is that you need to perhaps get out of your life, in order to fix the way your teeth look, you need something that will extract the stains from your teeth. And that's where Power Swabs comes in. This is, by the way, another one of these companies that doesn't have automatic shipping, which turns so many people off to a lot of these deals. The stories that you hear, the ads on radio and television, you know, you got to give them a credit card number and they keep shipping you stuff ad nauseum. Not the case with Power Swabs. A one-time deal, when you go to powerswabs.com, you'll buy the product, which is the swabs that you snap out of the little tube and put on your teeth, and in 5 minutes you'll see your teeth whitening right before your very eyes. That's kind of cool. But then there are other assets here, too. You'll get a free stain-out quick stick that you can take with you when you're going to an important meeting or event. You want your teeth to look the best, then you give them a little treatment before you go in there. It's pretty amazing. It's intensive, and your mouth and gums will not be sensitized to this. It's very easy for this product to work, but you got to give it the opportunity. You got to go to powerswabs.com and take their 7-day intensive teeth whitening. This is a kit, but it's a challenge. Get what you need. Free shipping using the DJV10 code plus an extra $10 off whatever everybody else is offering. It's a fabulous deal to get your whiter, brighter smile back again using an all-natural product. Powerswabs.com. Make sure you use the discount code DJV10.
What outdoor activity has become very popular in recent years on bodies of water near you? I'll share the answer in just a moment.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The outdoor activity that has become very popular on bodies of water near you is kayaking. Kayaking is a great way to get exercise. It is environmentally friendly, fun, and an up-close and personal.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, this is a John Williams theme. I'm thinking just by listening to it, but knowing Steven Spielberg produced Jurassic Park, I guess I'm on pretty safe ground, am I not, to expect that whatever music came out of those movies was done by John Williams? Am I on safe ground, Chuck Curry?
Very safe ground. You're not skating on ice.
No. Okay, that's good to know.
No.
So, you're playing Jurassic Park. You want us to know what?
I'll tell you why, because I'm excited. Today at the theater I'm involved in East Stroudsburg, Pocono Cinema, we can't show. There's no new movie to show. So we just showed E.T. this coming week. I actually watched E.T. Yesterday. I sat in the theater with about 5 people. I did wear a mask. I sat by myself. I got to tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I still think E.T. is a masterpiece of a film. I felt totally safe sitting in a theater. It's spread out. But anyway, this week, this is what we booked for 1 week on the big screen. Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park Lost World, Jurassic World, and Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. So we're going to call it Jurassic Week. And we're not playing Cocoon 1 and 2, just the Jurassic Park movies and The Birds.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I'm excited about watching these movies on the big screen again. Unfortunately, as I told you the other day, a lot of people are not showing up. Give you an example. First week, we did Superman the movie and The Goonies. We had 38 people for The Goonies, 18 for Superman. For E.T., we had about 40 people for the week. And then we did Rear Window also last week. We only had about 18. So people are not going indoors for the movies, at least at our theater. But we're the only theater opened, I believe, in the entire Poconos. So we'll see how it plays out 1 week at a time, Doug.
Yeah. I was thinking about the youngsters that are in Jurassic Park. There's been a TV show running on HBO this week about child movie stars. I think it's on HBO. I'm pretty sure it's
okay.
HBO. And so it's the story of Haley Joel Osment and Dakota Fanning and
yeah.
Drew Barrymore, how they get into all of this stuff. Macaulay Culkin, Ashley Olsen, C.J. Adams, Shirley Temple, Freddie Highmore, Christina Ricci, you know, all of these people, even Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, he started on Growing Pains.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know, but here's what's interesting about it. It's a great subject. The problem for a lot of these child actors, only a handful make the transition into adulthood acting and do very well.
Jodie Foster is an example of that, maybe. Miley. Yeah,
great. Well, one of the best. Jodie Foster would be one of the best DiCaprio.
Michael J. Fox.
One of the best.
Yeah.
Yes. And yeah. some don't. Like Haley Joel Osment was an amazing child actor, has not yeah. really made the trans. You know, he doesn't have movie star looks as an yeah. adult. Not enough, but it is what it is. You know, yeah. Dakota Fanning, to me, the best child actress in the last 10, 15 years. She's awesome. Yeah. And she's had a decent career as in more of an adult.
And you know yeah, what you'd like more than anything else? My daughter had her for 2 years in English class when she was in high school.
Wow.
And she
That's
said
cool.
she's a delightful young woman, gets along well with the kids in class, doesn't take, I mean, she's a bona fide star. And she doesn't
Absolutely.
Take that doesn't run, you know, when she'd have to go on a movie shoot, she'd be out of school.
Yeah. But, That's good.
You know, it was what my daughter said was, and I saw some stuff that, Dakota Fanning wrote to my daughter thanking her for her attention.
That's really nice.
Her needs and that kind of stuff, but being a good teacher. So she's a nice human being. And you'd like to think that of a lot of these kids that, you know, you wonder about, is Leonardo DiCaprio a nice guy? Ron Howard is another one that came up. He supposedly is a great guy. But, you know, you think about some of these people. Are they still around? You've asked that question. That's the appropriate question.
Sure. Drew Barrymore's had a nice career, and she appears to be a very nice person.
Right. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Hardworking. Learned a lot of her lessons. You know, that sort of stuff. Maureen McCormick was a child star. Some of these names you recognize, some of them you don't, but they have quite the story to tell. About
That's
what
a good, that is like. I'd like to see that. That is a good documentary. Yeah. I'd like to watch it.
Yeah, a lot of them started doing commercials, and their parents suggested they go in, and you know, so oftentimes the parents did it because they wanted to make sure the children had enough money to go to college. You know, that's
true. And there are some. I met a few stage mothers here in the Poconos. Some are very fierce, determined, driven, and really drive their children to an extreme length, but and some do not. Some just have natural talent and they get lost.
And what do they have to show for it at the end of the day, you wonder? Malcolm Jamal Warner was another one of those, I think, came out of that. Ricky Schroeder. All right, Chucker, good conversation.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.